Blog Talk Radio.
I see you over there in that bar chair. She's in your ear, but I know you don't care. She's talking too much. I'm coming in clutch. Whiskey has a way of killing dead air. So, Mr. Bartender, can you send her the bill and send him a reality?
Hearing that song all the way through, and I am just jamming to it. I mean, I'm over here rocking out. and I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm actually doing really good.
Well, you should, because we have a wonderful singer, super talented woman that we're about to interview. We've been looking for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Elle Mears to the show. Hey, Elle, how are you?
Hey, Elle.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Doing so good.
Yes, Straight Up is a spectacular single. It's like a terrific pop country sound that's terrific to move to.
Thank you. That's kind of the whole idea, honestly. Everything behind my branding and the songs that we do, everything is just stuff to make people smile and want to have a really good time. So I would say it's a goal accomplished.
Yep.
No, there's no BS about it. It's a straightforward, straight up song.
Yep.
True. Thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for asking me. I was so excited when you guys asked me to be on this show. I'm honored.
Yes, same here, Elle.
I'll tell you what. Speaking of straight up, I host every Friday at 4:30. I host a indie country radio show, so I'm gonna add this song to rotation on that show.
That'd be awesome.
and I'll say this again, but anything we can do to help promote you and your career, we're more than happy to do it.
Well, thank you guys so much. I mean, you guys know, especially as kind of an up-and-coming artist, I mean, the most important part is just building a fan base and getting as many people to hear the songs and listen to the music and kind of join the ride, you know. So the more people that can hear it, the better.
Well, we definitely want to hop on your roller coaster and go around as many times to hit the top.
It's going
to
be a fun one, that's for sure. And I foresee a lot of beach shows coming up. So if we have any beach fans out there, you can probably look forward to a few shows coming up this next year.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you see yourself touring in the summertime? Is that what you were referring to by beach shows?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we're booking out tour dates right now. So I know we're working on – right now we're kind of primarily focusing on Midwest just during the – kind of during the colder months. We're trying to get some shows up in Chicago. I think we're hitting Indianapolis. We've got Louisville on there and Cincinnati. And then kind of I'll move a little bit more west as the spring and summer kind of progresses. So I've got some shows out in Colorado and Wyoming coming up in early spring. And then I've actually got some stuff going on in California too. So if we have any coastal listeners out there, so that'll be awesome. And then I'll probably be moving more to the East Coast in mid to late summer.
I'm hope that you will be on the Jersey Shore because it's only about 20 miles from me. That you can't get any more beach
awesome.
Than that.
That's awesome. Well, we're searching venues right now, and we're trying to get all the dates booked. So tis the season.
Yes.
Yep.
It's always the season to be jolly. Spring of
Before we get into some of the questions I've got, I always ask my listener or my guest to first off just introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Sure. Well, I mean, introducing myself, my name is Elle. I really got into music from, you know, being a kid. My mom played piano and so did my dad for a while. And I just grew up in this awesome atmosphere where people were singing all the time. And, you know, my mom and I would rock out in the car. So I don't know. It wasn't really, I wrote my first song when I was 7. So I've been songwriting my whole life and writing poems and all sorts of crazy things. But I don't know. I don't think I knew it was going to be a career for me probably when I was like 14, 15. And then my uncle was a bluegrass mandolin player. And he's absolutely phenomenal, but he kind of saw something in me and took me in the studio for the first time when I was 16. And then it has just been an uphill road ever since then. And just, I knew I was going to be in Nashville. I knew I wanted to be here and I knew that this was going to be what my career was. There was no question about it. So I was born in Seattle. So I'm a West Coast girl originally. And then my family ended up moving to Wyoming, and I did the cowgirl thing for a little while, and I raised horses and all that. And then I moved to Nashville. I brought everything out here with one truck, loaded down with everything that I owned, and went to Belmont University here, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, it's wonderful. A lot of the guests that we've had are from attend or were from Belmont University, meaning graduate.
It was an absolutely incredible, incredible experience. I wouldn't have traded it for the world. The people that I met and the, you know, just the networking that you get to do and the things that you learn. I mean, everybody there is in the industry or, you know, can help you out or will teach you something that's, you know, a lot more in-depth than I think most schools offer. So I wouldn't have traded it for the world.
Now, I'm going to be in Seattle actually in June. So
awesome.
First time
well,
being
my first question is, are you a sushi fan?
Really? You love sushi, Ellie? Elle, I'm sorry.
I love sushi. I absolutely love sushi. So I obviously
I'm
grown up in Seattle. Best sushi in the world, I would say. Well, okay, probably maybe not in the world, but I'd like to think so.
Oh, you're making me hungry. Oh, I haven't eaten dinner yet. Yeah.
Oh,
I
man.
Love sushi.
But,
one of my favorite foods.
See.
So
I have
what's,
a dream of
what's
seeing,
taking you out to Seattle?
I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So
yeah.
I'm going out there for a Mariners game.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh, you'll love it. I was I'm still a Mariners fan and a Seahawks fan to this day. So.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear
yep.
something funny, Al,
so,
speaking
and
of the Seahawks? Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seahawks, he likes to do my play minor league minor league baseball, and he
mm-hmm.
signed with the New York Yankees for their off their spring training.
Yeah,
I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, that's one athletic guy right
yeah.
there. He does absolutely everything. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yes,
he does. I agree. Our local minor league team here where I'm from was actually Seattle's Double-A team for years.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's kind of a Seattle connection there too. So I'm I'm pretty excited to get out there. I've never been
you
to Seattle
be.
First
this,
time
the
out there.
The baseball
so,
stadium is incredible. So you'll love that.
Awesome. So I did have some kind of fun get to know you type questions if you're okay with it.
Yes, let's do it.
Sweet. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I don't really think so. I have a pretty solid mindset that everything happens for a reason and timing is everything. You know, some things I believe, you know, are down to work and, you know, how your work ethic and how hard you go after something. But I also do believe that some things are just meant to be and some things happen the way they're supposed to. So, you know, honestly, I've loved every bit of this ride and, you know, every bit of this journey has been awesome and it's led me to some amazing people that if one thing would have changed, I might not have met. So, you know, I don't think I would change a thing so far. And it's only starting too. So there's so much still left to accomplish and left to do. I look forward to it all.
And,
I want to ask Cody, Al, do you plan on being in Nashville at CMA Fest?
I do. I'm scheduling a few shows around there right now. I'm still waiting for the stage announcement, but I definitely will be.
Oh, that's terrific, because I attend CMA Fest every year, so I look forward to seeing you perform and meeting you.
Awesome. That would be great.
Yes.
You know,
I would like that, too.
You know, and that leads me to my next question. I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I mean, I'll read, watch, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find, because I think it helps me be better at this. So I was watching Dan Rather interview Kid Rock one time, He asked this question to him, and I'll ask you the same question. So, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won CMAs, Grammys, which is going to happen for you, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to happen. What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
You know, I've actually talked a lot about this, and I've had a lot of awesome conversations with my mom and with my family and with the closest people to me. And one thing that I know is one of my favorite character traits about myself is that I am always positive. I'm never negative about anything, and I always see the glasses half full, and I'm always trying to to find light in something, even in hard situations. So I don't know. I think maybe that's why I write the way I do. And the music, I mean, it gets fun and poppy, but really, I mean, the whole point is to make people happy. And the point is to give people light and make light and fun of, you know, a world right now that's kind of in a dark place sometimes. So, I mean, that's, I think, what I would want to be remembered for, is just being positive and bringing light into people's lives and making people smile and making them forget sometimes, you know, that things might be hard or stressful, you know? So I think that's the most impactful way that you can move somebody. So if I can say I ever did that for even just one person that I didn't know that heard a song somewhere, you know, then this is all worth it.
We need more smiles on people's faces today, considering everything that's going on in the world. You know, there's a lack of happiness, and with you as a symbol to help spread it, to create it in people's souls and hearts, that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, sometimes that's all people need is just a smile or, you know, a laugh, something like that. So,
right. You know, and just from briefly talking to you this past 15 or 20 minutes, I can tell you seem like such a fun person, you know, and such a light, you know what I mean?
That's kind of a goal. My friends say it's irritating sometimes, but I let them get over it pretty quick.
Yeah, I can tell that. I mean, I tend to pride myself on being a pretty good judge of character, and I can tell that about you. Not having met you in person or anything, I can tell that about you totally.
Well, that's awesome. That's honestly the biggest compliment that I think somebody could ever give me, you know.
Well, this is always a pretty fun question to ask. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh, no. This question. I know this one. That's a tough one. All right. I would say I would probably bring I'm on a deserted island. My dog would be the first one. That might not necessarily be the smartest decision because it's 2 mouths to feed, but my dog is my world. She's a little Shih Tzu. Her name is Harley, and she's a year and a couple months. And this dog has my whole heart in every possible way. And she irritates the crap out of me a lot of the time, but you can't help but love her, and you can't be mad at her. So I'd probably bring her along, so at least I'll be happy. let's see, I'd probably bring a book. I love reading, so I'm always reading and always wanting to learn new things. So I'd probably bring a book. Oh, probably a pina colada.
Well, that would be
probably
great. At least you won't have a shortage of coconuts.
Exactly, right?
True.
bring something I can make a drink out of, and a book and my dog, and that would be pretty happy.
Yes, and a daiquiri mix, too. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
So, I like the way you think. That's all I'm going to say. I like the way you think. So, if you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I definitely think this is what I'm meant to do. And as much as I'd like to say there, you know, I really don't have a plan B. I don't think this is it for me. This is what I was meant to do. But if for whatever reason if music wasn't put in my soul the way it is, when I was in high school, I wanted to be a doctor. I got accepted into Georgetown on a pre-med track, and I ended up out there for a couple weeks over one summer doing a medical forum, and I really loved it. My grandpa was a doctor, so I kind of grew up around it. So I really wanted to go into some form of neurology, actually. Weird and nerdy as this all might sound, I probably would be in medicine if I was in music.
We have
That's
enough
great.
Quacks in the world today, and I'm glad you made the right choice in becoming an artist.
Right, music seemed a little more me and a little less cool too. So.
Yes.
Right, I agree. But I love what you said about music's pretty much all you've ever wanted to do. I love that because see, I got into radio about 6 years ago. Never really had any training or experience or anything whatsoever. I literally started this show on a whim back in 2012, and it's just been probably one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah, it's funny when something is meant to happen, and you know, when all the dominoes just fall into the right place. I mean, it's funny what you learn about yourself, and you know what you figure out that you want to do when something feels right.
You know, and another thing too about the show is I created the show as a way to help some incredibly talented people like yourself. Get to where they want to be in their careers, and what I feel about the show is, if we can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, next gig or that next interview, whatever it is, I've more than done my job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the fun thing about these shows, too. I mean, it's you never know who's going to be listening and who's going to hear what, you know. So that's I really appreciate what you do, especially for us new and upcoming artists. You know, there really is no such thing as too much exposure. And, you know, you never know who's going to be listening somewhere. You never know who's going to like it or be moved, you know, that can open a door that you had no idea was even there.
I'll give you an example of that. That I heard you on a Ty Kelly Chuck show. And that's the first time I had heard of you, and I thought you were spectacular. And the minute after I heard the tune on social media, I contacted you and immediately set up the interview with you, at least attempted to, and you acknowledged it and agreed to it, and then here we are now.
Yep, and I love that show. Those guys are so great. But, again, along the same lines, you really never know in radio and radio and talk shows and everything. I mean, they're still so prominent in the industry that, I mean, it's the only way to really reach people sometimes, you know, and to get to those fans and people that you might never, you know, have met before, or people that haven't come to your shows or have no idea who you are. So.
No, they wouldn't.
You know, and,
so it's a big help.
And and something else about the main show is I'm the kind of person who nothing makes me happier than seeing people succeed. So.
You and me both. And, you know, I think that's actually one of the coolest things about living in Nashville, too, is everybody here is friends with everybody. And as much as it is, you know, still a business, and, you know, it still is, you know, the music industry and the music business as a whole, you know, people here are family and people have your back and, you know, artists are friends here. You know, they're not trying to, you know, everything's not just this cutthroat competition. You know, the people are family. So I think it's the coolest thing because, you know, people kind of rise in circles.
You know,
I believe it.
And that's the thing I love about specifically the country industry because word I use all the time is approachable. Everybody in this industry is just so approachable and just so genuine.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay, so I know you kind of touched on social media a little bit earlier. So, how has social media affected your career thus far?
Oh, it's played a huge part in it now. You know, it's been really interesting. Having been I've learned the business side of the industry. I've spent a lot of time studying publishing, you know, studying marketing and all of that, and just how Instagram and Facebook and Twitter have just completely flipped everything on its head. It's the most accessible way to get to your fans. It's the most accessible way to post shows and, you know, let people know your tour dates and you know, to get music out there. I mean, even Spotify now. Spotify is so huge, and it's awesome that, you know, it gives people this platform that they can go and listen to what you're doing. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there with riders and, you know, different splits and whatnot. But as a new artist, it's so invaluable just to, you know, give people a way to hear what you're doing. So, I mean, it's something that every new artist has to really consider and has to be so diligent about, just because you really do. I mean, you have to build up your fan bases, and it's important not only to the labels and to the industry, because, you know, they want to know what kind of reach you have, but, you know, it shows people who you are. It gives people a chance to get to know you and what your career is about. And I think it's the coolest thing. It's also, I mean, it's a whole different level. You can't really, I was talking with some friends about this that are also artists. It's kind of funny. I mean, social media is kind of our job now. We have to post, and you have to constantly stay updated, because, you know, you never know when your fans are going to be on at different times. So you have to be so diligent about constantly making sure you're updating things. You can't really check out, you know, it's not a 9-to-5. You can't go home and turn off. You can't, you know, kick back and relax. It's just a constant movement. So I think it's definitely flipped the industry kind of upside down, but I think it's for the best. It's such a great way to get everything that you're doing out there. So
it's not just us. It's people abroad, such as everyone in Europe. You know, country music has spread tremendously to Europe. That they do a whole mini CMA fest there with the CC2 festival in London, with a lot of the artists going to perform over a few stages over a few days. Very similar to what we have at Nissan Stadium during CMA fest. So it's the fact that country music has spread almost globally, you know, that's why your job is almost 24/7.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, and
then, I mean, another form of social media too is the whole YouTube aspect. And, you know, I mean, people get found and discovered on YouTube now. So, I mean, you know, again, one of those, you never know who's going to look or who's going to be watching.
You know, stumble into.
You know, that's a great lead in to my next question. With the invention of social media and specifically YouTube, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole?
Absolutely. I mean, I know I've had a couple auditions, you know, with The Voice and with a couple of other shows. And I know I had a lot of friends that have actually made it really far, that they were contacted for private interviews and private auditions because of a video that somebody saw on YouTube, or because somebody went and searched them out. So absolutely. I mean, now it's spreading over into TV and film and into radio and into, you know, the music business. And it's awesome.
You know, and speaking for us in this radio show, social media, specifically Twitter and Instagram, are just so helpful for us. I mean, that's where we find probably 90% of our guests.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's especially Instagram. Instagram is kind of my main platform that I use too, so I completely get that. It's just funny. You know, watching people find you and people reach out to you that like what you're doing. So,
like I'll give you a prime example. Just this morning, actually, somebody an artist I'd never heard of reached out to me through Instagram and said, "I love what you're doing with your show. Several of my friends have actually been on your show, and I'd like to set up an interview with you." I'm going, wait, what?
Right. I know. That's actually, yep, so, like, when you, when, Yeah, when you had mentioned Tag, Kelly, and Chuck earlier, that's honestly how I ended up actually getting on with them. I had a friend that did one of those 10-minute tunes with them, and they were like, yeah, just reach out to them. You know, they're booking new artists to do that, I'm sure. And I just kind of sent an email on a whim and was like, hey, are you guys looking for new artists? And they said, yeah, absolutely. And they brought me on the show, and now I've done three. And it's been awesome. I've gotten to know the team over there, and I love those guys. They're so great, and they're so awesome with new artists and just constantly sharing, you know, success and spreading news about, you know, what's going on and helping new artists with a leg up. And I think, actually, I saw posted today that they were just nominated for an ACM, so I'm pretty excited about them.
That was great. You know, Ty Kelly and Chuck, Cody Allen, people like Bobby Bones, people like that. Speaking for the radio industry, they are some of my heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree too. I mean, they've really kind of taken over the industry and just kind of set the standard. You know, where it's just an awesome thing to watch.
You know, and I have learned so much from those guys, just by watching what they do and just like I said, taking little bits and parts of what they do and kind of incorporating it into the show.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's the best way. I mean, that's what we do is you learn from everybody around you and kind of build something out of it.
You know, Kay, another question I had for you is being a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Oh, gosh. Absolutely everything. It's actually my friends make fun of me. So I would, number one, I'm attached to my iPhone. I swear it is like attached to my hip. Now whether we're doing, you know, back to the social media question, you know, I constantly have it on me, but oh my gosh, it's probably a bad habit, but I have a you know, my notes on my iPhone. I mean, I have just a lyric note in there that I'm constantly updating, and I swear it takes me 5 minutes just scrolling through it to get all the way to the bottom. So I just constantly look for things around me, you know, if something inspires me or if I see a quote or if I read something that I like. I mean, half the time it's, you know, my friends say something kind of silly or stupid, you know, when we're all out hanging out, and I think it would make a funny song. So, I mean, you honestly never know where you're going to get something. So I constantly am just writing and jotting down ideas and letting anything kind of be amused, so to speak.
You know, I think, of course, I'm attached to my iPhone too. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here staring at the thing right now. As a matter of fact, but I think that's what we've become as a society in general. We're just attached to electronics.
Yep, I couldn't agree more.
So a couple more questions for you, then I think we're probably going to wrap this up.
Sure.
Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh gosh. Geez, that's a great one. There have been so many things. I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to people again. I'm such a people person. And again, back to the question when you'd asked if I would change anything, I think professionally the most important thing that's happened to me has just been the people that I've met. I mean, geez, when I was at Belmont, one of my mentors was Melissa Pierce. She's a big writer here in town, and she's absolutely phenomenal and just one of the best people that you'll ever meet. And just getting to meet with her and actually take a class from her was awesome, and getting to, you know, learn from her was so great. And then I actually interned for Big Machine while I was at Belmont too, and got to kind of see the inner workings of the A&R department, and I got to meet Scott Borchetta and, you know, the whole team over there is just mind-blowing. So, and then it just keeps going from there, all the internships that I had and everybody that I got the chance to meet and learn from. I wouldn't change it for the world. It's just the people, hands down, have been the most important part.
Yeah. Hopefully one day, Elle, you'll be a member of Big Machine as a singer-songwriter.
That would be amazing. I would love that. That would be a definitely a full circle kind of thing.
Yes, I'm guessing
yeah.
that is one of your like 8 goals, your top goals, to be with a big label like them.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yep. I definitely have my sights set, but you know, it's like I said, everything happens for a reason, and I just look forward to everything in the future and whatever doors open and wherever this road leads.
Right. So, a bit of a more fun question for you, and sort of moving away from the serious stuff for a second. What music are you currently listening to?
Oh, so that's actually really funny. Yesterday, I ended up actually. A couple of my friends all wanted to get together and drive up to a concert, so we all went to a show, and it was a really fun show. But the playlist in the car, I think, actually took the cake, because most of us kind of we had this nostalgic moment, and we went back and we found this playlist on Spotify that was all of like that punk music that we all listened to in high school. So we were probably jamming out for about 4 hours in the car, just listening to all this crazy. Punk and punk rock that we'd listened to when we were kids. So that was really fun. So right now that's kind of, it's all stuck in my head. So that's kind of been on my playlist right now. But other than that, I'm constantly listening to new artists. I love new artist playlists and hearing who's coming out in Nashville and, you know, the new people up and coming. So like tonight, for instance, I'm playing a showcase. It's a brand new showcase here in Nashville that's launching, and it's called Bus Call. And it's going to be every Wednesday night at the Tin Roof on Demembrian here in Nashville. But the whole point is just new artists and, you know, new up-and-coming people that are on tour and, you know, showcasing their new songs. And one of my buddies, his name is Jay Hartley. He's incredible. He has a couple songs on Spotify now that I listen to on repeat. So I love listening to him. And I have a friend of mine, Hannah Ellis, who just released a song not too long ago that just blows me out of the water.
I love you so what? That's spectacular.
Yes, I know. It's incredible, and I listen to it on repeat just constantly. So that's kind of what I love listening to, is just the new artists coming out, you know, that are kind of at the same place that I am, and, you know, just working on you know, breaking the mold and getting out there. So I think that's the coolest part.
You know,
in addition to meeting you during CMA Fest, I want to meet a lot of all artists that we've not only just interviewed, but who have been part of the CMT Next Country, such as Abby Anderson and Hannah that you just mentioned.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no, those girls are absolutely incredible. You know, during one of the award seasons that was here this last year, CMT hosted a whole event. It was the Next Women of Country event over there with Leslie Fram. And, you know, seeing all those girls on stage was awesome, and hearing them. I mean, you know, there was, gosh, I think Ashley McBride played. I think Daniel Bradbury was there, and obviously Hannah. Carly Pierce was there. You know, it was so awesome just to get to hear them and see, especially women making such awesome moves in, you know, in the industry.
Right. You know,
part of that class was Erin Enderlin, who we've also had the pleasure of being on the show. She's terrific. And Joe Smith, who we had on the show last year.
Yep. That's awesome. That's amazing.
I'm sort of the same way music wise. Like I listen to the up and comers, like you said. I have of course doing the show for 6 years. There's no way that you can't make friends with people. I mean. A lot of former guests are pretty good friends of mine. So I'll be listening to their stuff, and aside from that though, My music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this one.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is the truth. You make friends with everybody, you know, and it's just, it becomes so much more personal at that point.
You know, a prime example of that, I have my workout playlist that I jam out to when I'm working out. So one time I was working out and Eminem's Enola came on the playlist. Great song, love it. But the next song up after that was Mark Wills and The Crowd Goes Wild.
I haven't heard that song in so long. That's awesome.
No, and that's kind of my thing. I mean, I tell people all the time, I listen to pretty much anything once.
That's how I am with food.
Oh, man. So another question or two for you, then we'll get into what's coming up for you. So whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, my God. I know it sounds so oversaid necessarily, but never give up. That was honestly the best advice I've ever been given. I was really blessed, and I got, you know, I was raised in a family that always told me, you know, you can literally be anything that you want to be. And, you know, whatever that is, no matter how many people tell you it's crazy or unattainable or whatever, you know, whatever those cliches are, is never give up. If you love something and if you have something in your heart that you know you're meant to do, there's nothing in this world that can stop you except for yourself. So, I mean, it's you hear it every day, but I think there's so much power in actually believing it that is the best advice I've ever been given.
Okay. So, I wanted to ask too, with this new single, Straight Up, and I know you mentioned a little summer tour. So, beyond that, what's coming up for you?
So, I mean, the tour dates definitely are kind of the next thing on the docket. So getting a lot of shows booked over the spring and the summer and just letting as many people hear it as possible and, you know, get people out to shows and give them a chance to really get to know me. We're probably going to be really pushing Straight Up through the rest of the summer. You know, our goal is to have this on everybody's summer playlist, you know, when they're at the beach rocking out or, you know, wherever they go, that this is going to be on, you know, in their headphones. I do have a couple more songs that we're going to release between here and probably June. So I'll have a few things out there floating around that I'm really excited about. Sneak peek just for you guys. I haven't actually officially announced this yet, but I have another song called Tequila Me that we're in the final production process for right now that will be coming out probably in a few months, in a couple of months or so once we get Straight Up really moving. So awesome. Literally anything and everything that we can do to kind of get this thing off the ground.
Did you say it was Tequila and Me, the name of the song?
Yep, the song is called Tequila Me.
Oh, that shouldn't be too hard for people to start dancing to once they have a few drinks.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, and it's definitely the whole premise is, you know, normal me might not that. 9 to 5 me might not, but Tequila Me might.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, 45 minutes has just totally flown by, hasn't it?
It sure has. I can't believe it's actually already been 45 minutes. Wow, I just looked at my phone.
Yeah, it always goes by. I have a countdown clock in my studio, and it's 45 minutes pretty much every show, and 45 minutes seems like 5 minutes. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know, I've heard somewhere that that's usually a sign that you had a good time.
True, and I'm gonna I tell you this right now. Of course, I told you. I mentioned this earlier, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, or if we can do anything for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, I appreciate that from you guys so much. I mean, that means the world. And like I said, I've been so honored that you guys even asked me to be on this show. So honestly, I think the biggest favor I could ask from anybody right now is just to share the music and kind of help me build this out. And, you know, anybody that you think might need a laugh or a smile or could use some positivity in their life, just send it their way.
Well, I don't see it as just like supporting an artist's music. I look at it as helping a friend. If you agree, that's not out of line saying that.
No, absolutely not. And definitely when you guys are in Nashville next, or, you know, whether or not that CMA Fest, or if you have a random trip that you're just coming through, I mean, absolutely message me. And I mean, it's kind of funny. I always say, you know, I can't work with you until I can hang out with you. So we can, when you guys come in, absolutely, whether or not I'm playing a show or, you know, even just meeting up to hang out, that's always a good thing for me.
I would love to do that, Al. That would be one of the highlights of CMA Fest for me.
Yes. Well, me too, and we'll definitely have to make it happen.
Well, awesome. Sounds like a plan.
Speaking of Nashville, I only live about 3 hours west of the city, and I've got family that lives about 20 minutes outside of Nashville, so I come here pretty much every chance I get.
Well, that's amazing. I would too. I love this city.
You know, I say this all the time, but it's my favorite city in this world.
You know, me too. That's really funny that you say that, because, like I said, I was born in Seattle. I didn't really even have family here, really. I'd never been here in my entire life, but for whatever reason, I've always known since I was little that I was going to live in Nashville, and that Nashville is going to be my home. So, again, comes down to one of those awesome meant-to-be things. So, I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, hey, thank you for taking over 45 minutes of your day to come in and do this with us.
Absolutely, guys. Like I said, thank you for having me. And I look forward to listening to your guys' show and kind of hearing, you know, who you guys bring on. I'm happy to be one of the alumni now.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you, Elle. This was a wonderful interview.
Thank you, guys. It was awesome to get to talk with you.
This has been so much fun. And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider you a friend.
Absolutely.
You know,
is there anybody that ever is in this music industry or that helps new artists and stuff? I mean, they're automatically friends. It's, like I said, it's beyond that. It's family at some point.
you know, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. Anytime, I'd love
absolutely.
To come on.
Great. Well, I think we're probably gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But again, thank you so much for doing this.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. And like I said,
absolutely.
Let me know next time you guys are in Nashville. But I was just looking at the time. I got to go. I think I got to go get ready for my show tonight. So it's been awesome to talk with you guys.
Have a great show tonight, Elle. And I look forward to meeting you at CMA Fest.
Me too, guys. Can't
wait. Before we do, let you go, where can fans follow you on social media?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I kept it really simple. We got everything all crossed over. So if you just go in and search Elle Mears, it's E-L-L-E, and then the last name is M-E-A-R-S. So if you search ElleMears.com, that'll take you to my website. If you go Facebook.com/ElleMearsOfficial, that's my official Facebook. Instagram is at Elle Mears, Twitter at Elle Mears. So pretty much as simple as it gets.
And I follow you on everything. I'm just putting it out there. I follow you on everything.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Sounds great. You guys have an awesome rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Have a good evening, Elle.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. That was fun.
Yes, she's
so
terrific. I can't wait to see her perform live and to have the privilege of meeting her during CMA Fest.
She has got the bubbliest personality probably since Natalie Stovall.
She's definitely one of the more vivacious people that we've had during the show. Had on the show.
Agreed. So speaking of guests, who do we have tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the wonderful female duo of Spin from New York. They
awesome.
Performed at the Opry stage here in New York quite frequently, and they won the next local competition 2 years ago. So tomorrow should be another spectacular interview.
Yes, it should. So I think I'm gonna let you go before Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off the network.
Yes. Have a pleasant evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cody.
But I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Elle Mears. Like Craig said, tomorrow at 4:30 Central will be our 10th show in 11 days. I'm not even believing that right now. So we've got Country Duo Spin joining us tomorrow at 4:30 Central. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.